questions I want to ask you before we end this, man. Yeah. I definitely want to know, man, how did you start rapping?
Shit, man, it was a hobby, man. It was something that we were doing in the hallways just for fun, you know? It was a couple of niggas in the neighborhood that was doing it, which was the older cats. They was going off, you know what I mean? Just throwing parties. I'm talking about just, you know, disco parties too. Not no rap parties all the time. But rap, R&B, well, we call it rap today, but it was hip-hop. Hip-hop and R&B was connected earlier in those times. And, you know, everything that was going on from what we saw the artists doing, everybody from Michael Jackson to whoever, you had dudes in the hood that emulated. They emulate that, you know what I mean? That person or whoever it was, and that's how it started. Everybody followed the trend. Music was the way out. Music was the way that you could relax living in the ghetto. You know what I mean? You had some good music, niggas partying. So we kind of grew up in that zone, and we played with it. We, you know, start freestyling and shit. Yo, you pass it off to your nigga, you catch it. Nigga catch it, do the right thing. Nigga might have one line out of 50 lines that went by. But that one line had us all like, woo, he killed it. You know what I mean? And that became something that helped.
Yeah.
So now, you know me, now I'm just, nigga told me I had a line or two. I'm taking that back home like, a nigga gave me $100. Like, shit, nigga said, I got a little something. So it was really a neighborhood thing. At the end of the day, it was a neighborhood thing. Niggas rhyming in the hallways and in the staircase. And next thing you know, I started just taking it serious and grabbing a book and start listening to beats and all that. Though I had to be at least, I'd say, about 13, 14 years old. Because that was the time, you know, the real hip-hop, the shit that paid the way hip-hop, doing this thing. So I wanted to be like all them niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody, niggas getting money, niggas is happy, niggas is connecting and doing things. And you know, I felt like, yo, I wanted that to be my lifestyle, man. I thought I had it in me.
Did you ever think when you was doing that back then that somebody would be playing you in a movie?
No, not at all. Not at all. Never in a million years.
So you done passed your dreams.
Yeah.
You went past your dream. I know you had a dream of rocking the stage. You made
a
sold out crowd.
Yeah, I had a dream. Yo, I had a dream I was in the Burgundy Benz and all that back in the day. Shit, yo, I had chains and ropes on and everything. I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? I woke up talking about that the next day. But yeah, I never really thought that, you know, I knew we was big. I know people looked at us as, you know, a rare crew of niggas that did something crazy great. But I always just felt like how you said, like, we just caught a label for being dudes, like, out in the street. Like, yo, they just street. They street niggas or whatever the case may be. But I think the people was the ones that really made us feel like, yo, we legend now. Like, yo, we legend. Like, when I hear that, it's like, It's cool to hear, but I don't really look at myself as a legend. I look at myself as a great person, though, but I don't look at myself as a legend yet, you know? So,
well, you know, legends always, usually don't. They usually don't. They usually don't. Usually don't, though. Yeah, I mean, so it's natural what you're going through.
Yeah.
It ain't what you, how you see yourself, it's how everybody else see you.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, for me, it's like, I ain't never think that we would be on TV, and you know, I could call my moms and be like, yo, check this shit out, mom. Yo, that's me, that's you. You know what I mean? And we laugh about it, whether it was told in a real deal way or told in a little way, you know, because TV is TV. You know what I mean? That's what I try to tell people when they ask me about it. It's like, yo, that's television. You know, just take it for what it is. I mean, you know, some things may be inspired by what we've been through, you know. But it's a blessing. I take it in because I'm glad to even sit here and bear witness to a movie talking about us. You know what I mean? We don't think about that. Like, I'm just sitting there looking at Joe and shit and just checking him out. And, like, I could see me in him too. I could, you know, you get a little hot and then you get hotter in different ways, but you still are looked up to so much that, yo, you don't know when the people is ready to bring your ass back down. Mm-hmm. Or whatever the case may be, but you still come out on top because of your experiences that you survived through. So to see them make a movie, and you know they're going to do another, you know, the shit just got picked up for another season. So, you know, it's going to get a little seasoning. You know what I mean?
Congrats.
Thank you. Word. I'm excited, though.